Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Talking a lot about education today and its role in this campaign in terms of organized labor and the MEA. I think sometimes that stands for Motivated Educators of America. Want to bring in our next guest, and he is our U.S., China, and education consultant, Tom Watkins, and talking about a story from Fortune magazine. I think this has some very scary ideas in terms of the technology gap. I'd like to welcome Tom in. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm great on this pure Michigan day, Jack.
Well, what does it say about pure Michigan that we are getting a pure deficit in terms of top-shelf technologists, and China just keeps churning them out?
Well, we're never going to beat them on sheer numbers with 1.3, 1.4 billion people. That's going to be hard to do, but quality does matter. We have some of the finest universities in the country and certainly in the world. But to say that you were the best last year when other people are nipping at your heels doesn't really cut it. And China is producing, and other countries around the world, more and more knowledge workers in technology, mathematics, science, engineering, than we are. And that's a scary proposition because it's that technology that has really made America great and has allowed us, whether you're the CEO or the person working on the line, has allowed us to have a heck of a quality of life here in this country. To slide backwards is not going to be good for any of us.
When we talk about the U.S. graduating 8,000 Ph.D. engineers in a year, that sounds all right. China at 10,000, you figure that four times as many people. The scary part comes, as you mentioned earlier, two-thirds of those 8,000 are not U.S. citizens.
No, and it used to be, Jack, is that everybody wanted to stay here in America. They got it. But today, and certainly after 9/11, staying in this country is very difficult, getting a visa. So some of the best and brightest were forcing back to their country. And as India and China and Brazil and Turkey continue to rise economically and quality of life, a lot of those students that get their PhDs here see good opportunities back in their home countries, can do well economically and have a pretty darn good standard of life returning home to Shanghai or Beijing or Xi'an or Shenzhen or wherever, or Bombay in other parts of the world.
All right. We want to talk about one specific example here because I think this really drives it home. You mentioned Xi'an, China. Applied Materials. Okay, that sounds very English company. Had to fly in 100 interviewers, not 100 applicants, 100 interviewers to screen all the applicants for its new solar technology center. They had 260 high-tech jobs, 26,000 resumes, and only a fraction were invited to interview. The final selectees, top of their class, English-speaking engineers. Tom, not only are the people who are coming here to get PhDs not U.S. citizens, U.S. citizens who have received top-of-the-line training at our finest institutions are going to work in China.
They are, and one of the things that's there, and it's subtle. I mean, Governor Granholm, I think, along with President Obama, are leading a charge in trying to get this country focused on green technology so that we're not dependent on our enemies for our vital energy needs. But China is intent on whipping our butt when it comes to green technology. I've traveled way out in Wulamuchi near the Tajikistan border and have seen solar panels going across the desert and more wind power and seen cities like Chengdu convert all its buses, all its taxis to natural gas. Their battery technology is advanced and they are relentless. They plan to win the green war, and if they do, that's not going to be something good for America.
Our guest, Tom Watkins, U.S., China, and education consultant, former state superintendent of schools, and also a regular contributor to Dome Magazine. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But one other statistic, Tom, I thought was alarming. And we're talking about, these are U.S. Education Department statistics. The fastest growing majors in American universities, Parks, Recreation, Leisure, and Fitness Studies. Not engineering, nothing technology related. If this were happening in some countries overseas, there would be an all-out push. And here I see people just kind of complacent, just letting it happen.
Yeah, and I think, Jack, that's one of the things that we have. We have the greatest nation on earth, but there's no guarantee we get to stay there. It's going to take creativity, innovation, investment in education and talent and hard work. The Chinese are intent on moving forward. They suffered because of a lot of the West, the century of humiliation. They don't plan to be in the century of humiliation as they move forward. What I think of in America today, and what this is going on, because people that haven't traveled there and see that we've got some stiffer competition, it reminds me of that old story of the frog at the bottom of the pan, mm-hmm. where you slowly turn up the heat, and if you slowly turn it up, the frog could be boiled to death. If you dropped them in a hot pan of water, they'd jump right out. Well, America, I think, is being kind of complacent and is the frog in the pan. As China and India and other countries continue to educate more and more of its people, they're not intent on just becoming the factory of the world. They want to be the innovator, the creator, and the best place for working in the world. If they do that, they go up. Unless we find a way to make sure that their rise doesn't come at our demise, it's not going to be pretty for citizens of Michigan or citizens of this great country of ours.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your latest piece in Dome Magazine. A new issue comes out tomorrow. And you're talking about Detroit Mayor Dave Bing and the high rate of staff turnover. And you also work a very interesting quote from China in there. You want to give us that to start with?
Yeah, this is really is what lessons can be learned. For those of you who've been following the mayor in Detroit, he's come in certainly with a buzz of a lot of people that are hopeful, and with his business background and a lot of support from foundations and business and the community, high hopes for the city of Detroit. And as Mayor Virge Bonero points out, you can't have a great state with a donut with a hole in your cities. There's a great amount of hope there. But he's also had a tremendous amount of staff turnover, and most recently it's Chief of Police Warren Evans, who was let go by the mayor. And part of that, he said, is that he didn't keep him informed, and some people saying he was kind of outshining the mayor, which are two no-nos for any boss, and certainly one in the political realm. The quote that I talk about from China comes from the wife of Zhou Enlai, the premier under Mao Zedong. Mm-hmm. And that quote was, "The people of China are a great ocean, and the leaders the white froth on the wave's top, born of them, carried by them, forever reminiscent to them, but non-existent without the ocean." And the point is that sometimes in the political realm, the people that have their head sticking up, it's kind of like the nail, oftentimes get hammered down. And I think that there's some lessons to be learned as we transition in Lansing, and there's going to be a new administration coming in and new people that are going to be stepping into those new roles in those top political jobs in Lansing.
I guess it drives home the theory that you can't have a leader without someone who's going to be led, and if people have lost the willingness to follow, it's going to make it very difficult on whoever is in charge of our government.
It is going to be, and we're watching that in the city, and we'll certainly be watching that in the next few months as the old administration, the grand home, goes out and a new administration comes in. The new Dome comes out tomorrow morning, and I encourage people to pick it up out of their email box at domemagazine.com. You've got some great writers there, Susan Damas and Rick Cole and Craig Ruff and many, many others that really have some fairly insightful stories about what's happening under the Capitol Dome.
If you want to know what's going on in Lansing, that is a great place to start, domemagazine.com. Our guest, Tom Watkins, U.S.-China education consultant. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk with you soon.
Always good to be with you. Thank you.
I should also mention, I talked to Tom today and told him that my son is actually going to be flying from Beijing to Seoul next week as a delegate for the International Conference on Adoption. And we're going to do something when that is over, and we'll talk about what that event was like and tell the story of a Grand Ledge man who has been on the show several times and a harrowing experience he had in terms of adoption. But we will talk about that within the next couple of weeks. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Jeff Mason, Executive Director of the University Research Corridor, coming up next on Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.